You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. It seems like everyone is collecting data these days about people, grocery stores, telecommunication companies, and even political parties. The city of Cincinnati also collects a lot of data from city residents, and officials are using it to improve customer service. When Harry Black was hired as city manager back in 2014, one of the goals he heard a lot from Mayor John Cranley and city council members was to optimize government performance. So soon after he got the job, he set up the Office of Performance and Data Analytics to do that. Now Black and each of the city's department heads have performance management agreements, and those have been written with data collected and analyzed. But the city has also been working with the University of Chicago Computation Institute on some city issues. Black says last summer, the group focused on blight.
How do we look at everything that we do that might serve as a trigger in the creation of blight before it even becomes blight? How can we, it's about intervention. That's what predictive analytics is all about, intervening before something happens, or using the predictive analytics to make us smarter.
The Institute provides the city with a computer model on the data it analyzes.
So based on this algorithm, if this event occurs, it is highly likely that these other sub-events will follow suit. So that's the intelligence that we will be getting out of this effort.
This summer, the University Computation Institute, with 18 members, is reviewing the city's EMS dispatches and how the Cincinnati Fire Department responds to those events. The city's Chief Performance Officer, Lee Tammy, says the group spent some time this summer with 911 call takers and dispatchers and also responding with firefighters to EMS calls to gather information. Tammy says that can be helpful in a couple ways.
We can see what kind of incidents we're having in what areas. So we know areas where we're having a high number of medic incidents, areas where we're having not so many. The second part is we can see when we had to send medics later. So we can see in these incidents, we initially didn't send a medic, well, we needed to send them later. So that tells us maybe we should have sent a medic initially.
That could allow the fire department to deploy resources more efficiently, especially in areas with a high number of EMS calls and also during particularly busy times. But she says it can also help officials review the procedures for such runs and determine if the resources were actually needed.
The reason that's really important is because especially for medics, we have a limited number of medic units. They're a really, really precious resource. And in order to make sure that they get to every call on time, that they get there within a reasonable period, and also that the medics don't burn out, we have to make sure that we are being as smart as we can when we deploy them.
Tammy says the project started in May and will conclude sometime next month. The city will get the earlier mentioned computer model and decide what changes may be needed. City Manager Black says the bottom line for predictive analytics is to make city services better and faster. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.